Hello, today is March 25th, 2024, and today we have the moon, full moon madness once again, as we enjoy, or not, a lunar eclipse in the sign of Virgo, an optical illusion, illusion being one of the key words used to interpret this card. Of course, the moon itself does not produce its own light, but reflects the light of the sun. Moonlight is an illusion. This is one of the more psychedelic cards of the deck. A wolf and a dog howl at a huge full moon in a twilight sky, one on either side of a pathway that seems to lead right up through blue hills to the moon itself. A purple crawfish is crawling out onto the path from a pond at the bottom of the card, symbolizing our subconscious and rising to the pull of the moon. There are two stone towers on either side of this path, a gateway. The dog is dog-colored, an earthy tan brown. The wolf is yellow, the color of the moon. Perhaps they are actually just two dogs, but in the moonlight, it's hard to tell. One looks like a wolf, or a wolf in dog's clothing. This is dream time, and many artists, musicians, and poets are very tuned into their dreams, or the dream time. As it is known in many Aboriginal cultures, even the great Nikola Tesla professed to have been given his once thought outlandish ideas for his revolutionary inventions through his dreams. Dreams are the gateway to other dimensions and realms, in which case it's hard to call them dreams at all. Nighttime is just another time of day. A very well-known psychic I knew could tell the difference between dreams and downloads, that is, information being downloaded from somewhere else, as in Tesla's dreams, or a song, note for note, that comes to us in the dream time. If it was in color, he said, he wrote it off as a dream, but if it was black and white, he knew it was a foretelling. Dream time is where we are visited by those who have left this world. This I can speak on from much experience. Just recently, a dear friend who had passed away just over a year ago crashed my dreams twice, and he wasn't happy. There is some dispute, apparently, over his possessions and rights to his work, and it put me in a very bad mood for a couple of days. But his message to me, specifically, prone to procrastination when it comes to my creative output, I tend to overthink things, was to not wait until tomorrow. Today, he said. Today. Write it, record it, paint it, create it. Today. For entertainment purposes only, of course, this card is an important one when we consider matters of health. The moon regulates menstrual cycles, can talk about pregnancies or any other female concerns, cysts or anything round that we can't see, male or female. We only see one side of the moon, after all. This can suggest a hidden or undetected condition. And this is a card of intuition, and if you feel something isn't right, chances are it isn't right. I could write pages of examples of people who were right even when the doctor said there was nothing wrong. Of course, if you do feel something is wrong, by all means, see a doctor. Don't wait. As my friend said to me in my dream, today, because none of us are guaranteed a tomorrow.